Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rise.
Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
All right, good morning, everyone. Evan Giddings in for Joe Spadoni with Joe Shasky. Carter and Sam behind the glass. Don't worry, Shasky. I'm bought in on you. I'm bought in on this show. You have my buy-in. Just know that.
I know this.
We'll have a great time.
I've lived long enough to know that people can be bought in one second and not bought in the next.
Well, that's true.
You know, stuff happens. So it's not some, like, either you're in or you're out. It can fluctuate over time. You were asking a simple question, and I asked you a simple question about Jonathan Kuminga regarding, like, do you trust that he will buy in, like him and his agent are saying, to the reports of what Anthony Slater was saying? If he gets said player option. And I feel like they have no other choice but to take him at his word right now. Because they just don't have a lot of options. And he might be bought in to start. And it might fluctuate over time. But I know this. Certain player buy-in last year for the 49ers sabotaged their year. You know, Charvarius Ward for 50 different reasons expressed why he wasn't really fully bought in on last year. Other guys like Devondre Campbell being bought in at times and then not being bought in later on down the line. Like that did in their season. It's not just one or the other. So it was a bunch of guys. And then obviously underperformance, injury, lots of things. But it can sabotage a season, not being all in. I remember the end of Harbaugh era when they went 8-8. They were 8-5 at one part in the year. But at the beginning of the year, before the first game of the season, Jay Glazer's like, the locker room is toxic. There's not a full, and I'm paraphrasing, buy-in on Jim Harbaugh's leadership. I was like, what? And I don't think Harbaugh was bought in on Jed York or Trent Baalke, and I don't think they were bought in on him for a variety of reasons. So we've seen this throughout time. Buy-in is a real thing. And it will fluctuate over time. And sometimes you can win people over. Sometimes you can lose people. I mean, this happens all the time in pro sports where we lose people. I guess the question comes down to, like, Warrior fans out there, do you buy him at his word? Do you think he can actually buy in for the now to make things work? I don't know if they have any other option.
I think the team alignment is important. I think you're spot on about the Niners last year, that whether it's because of the Super Bowl hangover, or the Super Bowl loss, I should say, or the contract disputes. There were too many agendas going into that season. I think for them to be successful, even if they had not been hit by the most injuries in football. Do they miss the playoffs? I don't know. But they certainly did not look like a team that, even when they had most of their parts, looked like they could challenge for what they did the year before. This year, they removed a lot of those agendas. Deebo Samuel, Charvarius Ward. And again, Ward had a tragedy befall him off the field, but to your point before, he said he wasn't focused on the season. He admitted that publicly. It was hard to with watching everyone else get paid and not feeling like you were one of the guys that was valued. I just think that the Niners this season have so few agendas in their locker room, and it's been everything's been reset.
Refreshing.
And so, yes, the schedule is weaker. They're off to a better start, but I don't think that's a coincidence. I think that the Niners this summer made a concerted effort to basically buy in on whatever that on whatever this season was going to be. There was no expectation on this. Kyle Shanahan talked about that, I think, in his last press conference at the end of last week, where he talked about how some of the weight has been lifted a little bit from these guys because last year they went 6-11. I feel like, you know, approaching this Warriors season, the alignment is there from the big three. Curry, Butler, Draymond, I think from even a lot of the younger guys, it's going to be great. But if Kuminga is going to be a big part of this season and he's not bought in, I just think that there's trouble brewing there.
Well, there's definitely a risk. I mean, that's a real element. Like, there's definitely a risk. The part that's so, I think, maddening, when I look at, like, my biggest criticisms with the Warriors, it just feels like, what were we in, year four with him? Is it year four? This is going to be year five?
This will be year five.
Yeah. I'm not sure they understand him. Like, as a person. I don't know if they know what he truly, like, what really truly makes him tick. Maybe they do, and it just doesn't align with what their visions are for him or whatever, and that does happen at times. But, like, when you're with someone this long and this intimately, you would think they would have a better feel for who he is, what he wants, and what he can and will or won't buy in. Like, the fact that we're in, when you said year five, and we're talking about, I don't know, do we trust that he can buy into this role, to me is that's a failure on them to understand the person.
Shout out to everybody watching on YouTube. Also, of course, Chapman and the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Our YouTube chat is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's get out to Oakland, talk to Oreo Cookie. Oreo, what's up, man? Good morning. How are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Happy hump day. Thanks for taking my phone call. I am on Team Kuminga. I think he will be bought in. He is on a contract year, and I think he's betting on himself. So he has no choice but to ball out, and I count on that. But having said that, basketball is a little different from the other sports. Mm-hmm. We got 5-on-5. So players usually are the ones that decide wins and losses. Now, I want to talk about the guy that pulls the strings. I don't want to say his name because, you know, he's not on my good side. But is the coach bought in? If we bring back Kuminga, I need Kuminga to start. I don't want him coming off the bench and us down by 10 to 15 points and having our hopes on him to bring us back. Here you go, buddy. Bring us back. That's what he got most of last year and the years as in the past. So my better question for me is, if Kuminga comes back, is Steve bought in?
It's a good question. Thanks, Oreo Cookie. Is he bought in? No.
That's pretty obvious.
That's the root of the issue for both of these individuals. Look, all right, I want to play this piece of sound for you from Tim McMahon of ESPN. And you can tell me whether you think that Steve Kerr is bought in on Jonathan Kuminga.
I know you're going to play that. I guess another question I have is, how many teams around the league are bought in on Jonathan Kuminga as a player?
The Suns and the Kings.
All right.
Those are the two teams that we know are quote-unquote bought in on Jonathan Kuminga.
Okay, it's not a lot.
at the price point that he's requiring, given their cap situation. Because I'm a big believer in supply and demand. So, you know, he could think his supply is significantly higher. The demand is pretty marginal at what his asking price is or what the Warrior asking price might be for Kuminga. You know, so I just, okay, play the sound. I want you to play the sound.
All right, this was from NBA Today, ESPN's Tim McMahon.
Tim, I'll start with you. How have the Warriors handled this Kuminga situation, in your opinion?
Awkwardly? I mean, how have they handled Kuminga's entire career? Steve Kerr doesn't want Kuminga. Kuminga doesn't want to play for the Warriors, in part because he knows the coach doesn't want him. Listen, Shams is talking about there's going to be a divorce eventually. Let's stay together for the kids. I've lived that. I lived with my ex-wife for a year after we agreed to divorce for the kids. Let me tell you, it was not fun. There are going to be chemistry issues.
Yeah.
Put them mildly. This is going to be a disaster if they bring back Kuminga. They, you know, there's SGA. He might as well be HTE, human trade exception. And he's going to be, well, you think he's going to want to pass the ball? You think he's going to want to play team ball? He's going to want the ball. He's going to want minutes. Steve Kerr doesn't think he fits. I wonder what they think they can get that's better than Malik Monk and a first-round pick.
I mean, that, okay, the very end. I don't know what they can get that's better than that. They might not get anything better, but I guess if you're from the Warriors' perspective, how does Malik Monk make us a better basketball team for this year, considering we have a lot of under 6'3 guys already who some are ball dominant, some aren't. We need perimeter defense. We need a guy who can rim run. Like, and we could, I think Malik can be a very useful player, but he might have a redundant skill set when you contrast that to the rest of the team that they currently have, if you took Kuminga off it. Whereas Kuminga's skill set, it's not like they have a lot of those guys on there. I'm not saying that Kuminga's a better basketball player than Malik. Do you get where I'm going? Like, when you're building these teams, you're looking for certain parts.
Yeah, but I think that's where the Warriors have failed, because they've failed to figure out how to utilize him. And they don't know what he is.
What do you think he is?
I don't know. Like, that's the problem, is after 4 years, I still don't know what Jonathan Kuminga is. I think he's a good scorer, and I think that right now that's the one skill that I feel the most confident in him carrying to whatever team he eventually plays for.
Well, I just wonder if he could look at some of the games where he actually was focused on boxing out and rebounding and just hype, like, just watch those over and over. I mean, how differently would this conversation be if he had more games that represented the handful where he actually looked like he cared about rebounding? I think his stock would be significantly higher.
I think they would have signed him last summer if that was the case. Like, I think that,
okay, you know, you're going even deeper than me. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, but I think that's where there's culpability on both sides. Kuminga thinks that he is, I believe, better than he is, and the Warriors have still, despite 4 years of having him under their roof, not made a determination of what player they either project him to be or want him to be involved in as right now.
So now let me ask you the Tim McMahon question. Do you think Kuminga can't stand the coach? We're guessing here. It can't stand the coach, and the coach can't stand him in terms of play style. I don't know about personal.
In terms of basketball, yeah. Yeah, I don't think Kerr trusts him at all. That's why he didn't play him in the most important games of the season.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Like, until he absolutely have to. So, and if you're Kuminga, you also heard him literally say on these airwaves that I can't play with Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green. He said that.
There is a part of me that wants...
That's going to hurt.
No doubt. There is also a part of me that, like, when you're coaching, sometimes you do like a player more than the outside thinks that you do, but you don't put them in certain positions because you know their limitations, or there are certain things that they do that just bug you for whatever reason. And you actually may like the player, but for the other combinations that are out there, it doesn't work or it doesn't fit. And, like, I think we look at playing time and we just make sweeping indictments on, like, well, Solomon Thomas can't start. He stinks. He's no good. Like, no, they like him as a third D tackle. I'm just, like, using a random example. So, like, I do believe the roster construction on this team has been as big of an issue as it is maybe Kerr's frustration with Kuminga. Like the other guys on the team that get heavy minutes, like, and I guess I'm going straight to Draymond being one of them. Draymond not being a shooter at all does compromise not just Kuminga's minutes, but many other guys on the team's minutes.
Yeah, it's not a perfect roster. I think we know that. I mean, if Jimmy Butler wasn't here, Kuminga would probably have a path to be playing. But since they acquired Butler and won 70% of their games and got to the second round of the playoffs, the equation's changed for him. So I think that what Kuminga would be bought in on, and what we're talking about this is, yesterday Anthony Slater said, in addition to his report that Kuminga turned down a 3-for-$75 million offer because of the team option on the end, that the report is if you turn the TO into a PO, a team option into a player option, Kuminga would sign that deal and be bought in. I think what he has bought in on is finding a way to get out. Like he will basically be a good soldier for half the season until the Warriors find a place to eventually trade him. But anything beyond that, I don't like if the Warriors somehow keep him or don't find a trade that they like, which is the whole reason why they didn't deal him this summer, and we do this again for an entire year, I don't see him being bought in for the entire season because I think that if he signs that deal, there's a wink-wink under the table agreement that we're going to look to deal you, and then both sides can be eventually happy.
I know, but it just feels like they might have looked to dealt Kuminga at the deadline last year, and the injury really like threw a monkey wrench into it. So even though that might be your template, like,
well, they would have traded him if Durant had greenlit the Suns deal.
I think,
but
so.
He said no.
Yeah, I think so. I just, God.
Do you guys believe Steve Kerr would bury Malik Monk on the bench?
No,
but here's the problem that I have with the Malik Monk thing, like. Knowing Steve, no, he would actually play him a lot, and we would have an entire roster out there, starting fives, finishing fives, of just 6-3 guys.
But he'd play.
Yeah, no, I know he would play.
But he would play.
Well, I know he would play.
Well, I mean, the other part of why that deal wasn't satisfactory for the Warriors is it would have to include Buddy Hield or Moses Moody.
Which they need Buddy Hield.
Yeah, they need both of them.
Yeah.
They do.
Moses. I go back and forth on Moses. It was a tough end of the year for him. I mean, he's unplayable. Yeah.
But he's someone that at his age you would expect to progress and get better.
But like, guys, just real quick, like on this Malik Monk thing. You guys know where that's going, right? It's going to be Curry and Pods and Malik Monk out there with GP2. I mean, like, that's what they're with Draymond. It's going to be the 1.66 guy and everyone else is 6'3 and under. That's like terrifying. Like, you're laughing, but you know it's true.
Might not be net zero, though.
Might not be net zero. Yeah, I don't.
They need height. Guys, did we watch the final two series of the year? And those were just two of the matchups, okay? They needed size. Draymond struggled with big, low block guys who were highly skilled. That's how they struggled down the stretch.
Yeah, so you got a Mel Horford.
Why are you laughing?
Well, I've been the number one guy on this. Like, they don't need a stretch five to me. They need like a big, dumb,
a rugged guy.
Like a Mo Bamba or something. Like, I just like don't need a big stretch five.
They need a 7-foot ladder. Like, that's what they need. Like, I just, and I'm not saying that they couldn't use more shooting and more, like, of course they could use more shooting and more ball handling, like in Malik Monk, but like, he doesn't really guard a lot of people. He doesn't set up others. They try to play him a point guard in Sacramento. They need size. Şengün destroyed them. All right? What's the kid for now? The name is evading me. Randall destroyed them. Destroyed them. Aaron Gordon destroyed them down the stretch. Zubac destroyed them. They need size. Right? Like.
And with that
I'm
said,
not saying Kuminga's the answer, by the way. Saying that doesn't mean Kuminga is the answer to said size.
Well, no, but with that said, they still managed to beat Houston. And I don't know if you believe it, but a lot of people feel like they would have beat Minnesota if Curry hadn't gotten hurt.
I don't know.
Look, their season is going to hinge on the health of three players who are 35 and up. Like, can we just be honest?
Yeah, they're walking a tightrope.
But it doesn't mean, like, to me, a 7-footer doesn't necessarily change that. To me, Kuminga being bought in or not, doesn't necessarily change that. I think it's if Curry's healthy, if Butler's still good, and if Draymond can somehow manage to get through the year at
I don't know, close to 100%, then you have a chance.
Don't forget 40-year-old Al Horford.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's the oldest guy on the team. But it's like, but that's what their season hinges on. But we already knew that. I mean, I'm not looking at this team like they are one of the elite groups. They're trying to be in the mix. I mean, that to me is where they're fitting into this season. I just believe that right now, the whole Kuminga situation, I've never seen this much coverage for a player that is tertiary at best to their team's chances to be a top six seed. Like
Barry Zito. I'm just
Barry Zito won a Cy Young Award.
No, but on the Giants was awful. Awful.
But Barry Zito won a Cy Young Award.
I know, at one point.
He was the best pitcher in the American League.
But
Jonathan Kuminga has not yet proven he can be a starter.
I'm not denying that. Well, you're talking about his resume. I'm talking about what he did in a uniform for another team. Like, we talked about him every single day, and for 4 years, he was one of the worst pitchers in baseball. So, like, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, no, well, 100%. It's just, I don't know. To me, it's a little maddening. And the fact that they have not been able to figure this out, to me, is... It's on both. It's on both.
Are you ready for Warrior basketball, though?
Yeah, I actually kind of am. Training camp's only a couple weeks away.
We got to have a conclusion on this.
No, we don't have to.
So we're going to have GP2,
October 1st.
Melton. Give me the line. I want all the small guard lineups. What do we got? Come on, give them to me, guys. GP2. Steph.
GP2's technically not on the team, but he will be. you got to put Melton in there.
Melton.
So we're going to have Steph, Pods, Melton, GP2.
Uh-huh.
Is Seth Curry going to be a Warrior?
I'm open to that.
He's 6'1", and can shoot. He can have a spot on the team.
Bring back Damian Lee while we're at it.
Yeah. Lee's a little too tall. I think he's like 6'3". Who else is on the team? Spencer's job is going to be probably given to... Who's the Australian guard?
Justinian Jessup?
No,
I'm teasing.
And it's not Tui. It's oh my God, we interviewed him.
Tui, spit on that thing.
No, that's not the one.
God,
either.
What a time in America. God.
Who is my guy? Taron Armstrong? That's the other guy that's going to be in the mix.
Oh,
too.
Oh God.
Come on, man. Come on. So Shasky, the idea. You all right over there?
It's just, this team is so old and short. They're just so old and short. But I mean, like,
that's kind of what they've been.
I'm imagining, like, how important Gui Santos is going to be to this team. And that is terrifying.
Well, the veterans want to play. Oh, that's what I was going to ask you.
Huh.
The one thing we haven't really talked about is, has anyone considered how the vets feel about, like, Kuminga being back? Like I think they'll embrace him because they're pros and they recognize that he brings something that this team doesn't have. But the moment they see him playing hero ball, because he has to do what he needs to do to improve his stock to get what he eventually wants, I don't think that's going to sit well with them.
Do you know that you were talking earlier about, hey, you know, they're just like us, and they're very relatable. And I think the way we talk about some of the athletes and some of the people in our lives is pretty funny. Players talk about each other that way, too. My favorite quote of all time was Tom Brady talking about Derek Carr. You're going to go with that guy? You're going to go with that guy over me? That's kind of how I feel some of the Warrior players probably feel internally regarding this entire hoopla with Jonathan Kuminga. We're talking about that guy? Really? Not that he's not important at some level, but like all this for that, like there's a lot of egos in that room, a lot of egos and a lot of resumes that are comprehensive, and I think that it's probably not not that they're mad at John, that's not what I'm saying, but I think that they probably think this is a lot for a guy who's not that good just yet.
I'm kind of with you. I mean, the report from Slater was that the vets are curious about Jonathan. I think that's a nice way of putting skeptical. Like, they are wondering whether or not they're going to get the best version of this player that's going to help them win. Because while they've seen him contribute in the past, it hasn't been consistent enough. And this is an important season for them. It might be one of the last ones they can try and bid for a title. It's like, you kind of need everyone on board. And again, to bring it to the Niners, like I don't think it's a coincidence that the 49ers in before 2024 were not aligned, and the year spiraled into disaster. Pardon me. This year, meanwhile, has begun with as many, if not more, injuries than they sustained at the beginning of last year, and they're 2-0.
Well, no one wants to hear this. The Niners are actually trying to pull off the two timeline thing because that's how the sport of football is. You have a couple of unbelievable vets who are Hall of Fame players, and then you have a bunch of young guys, seven different young guys on defense making contributions, a couple on offense. Like, but that's more of the byproduct of football. Football, you always have to be injecting young talent onto your team at all times. And the players that are heading into the pros are significantly ready to contribute at a quicker pace than in the NBA. The NBA, there's just a learning curve.
888-957-9570 is the number. Getting in for Spadoni with Shasky. Hey, the Valkyries season comes down to tonight. It's a win-or-go-home game in Game 2, SAP Center. Valkyries and the Minnesota Lynx tonight. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game. 7 o'clock tip-off, 6:30 pregame with Grandy and Kevin Dana. And, of course, you can catch all the action on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. We'll be back after this on 95.7 The Game. Coming up, brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Water.
Because it goes to around the neck, and then you got to, like, put it and, like, tuck it under, and it's tough.
I think it's difficult to make it look like it is in a clip-on tie.
I would agree.
Because a lot of people will just point it out. They're like, you don't know how to... You don't know how to do a Windsor.
Have you ever heard my whole theory on bow ties? No. It's all coming to fruition this week, too. I don't know if you know this. I just think bow tie guy at a normal tie event, like a wedding, bow tie guy is, like, obnoxious. You know exactly who you are. If you go to a normal wedding...
I'm a bow tie guy.
Yeah, well, that's obnoxious. And the number one leader of the bow tie guy obnoxiousness, Ken Rosenthal, has been completely outed this week as being a jerk. And I knew that 10 years ago.
Yeah, that one wasn't so much of a good look for Ken Rosenthal. That's for sure. And then you can't come out and also then say, in my defense...
Guys, it's just a jerk.
Next time I'm in Milwaukee, I'm looking forward to seeing the cameraman. I'm going to have a great conversation with him. We're going to have a good laugh. Well, you might. He won't because he got knocked on his ass and then you didn't help him up. For anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, Ken Rosenthal is maybe not as nice of a guy as people are putting out there. All right, let's wrap up the conversation with Tim, who's in Raleigh.
Tim!
Tim, good morning, man.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing? What's up?
I'm good, fellas. Hey, I'm like you, Shasky. I'm not going to get deep into it, man, because at this point, it should have been over a long time ago. But I will say, to Evan's point of what would a veteran do if he's playing hero ball, I believe that's a myth. I don't believe Kuminga needs to go have some big season and all of that stuff. The people out there, listen, it's on NBA Today. It's on everywhere in the world. The whole world knows if this guy racks up DNP after DNP, the coach doesn't want him. He's told the whole world he doesn't want him. If people want Kuminga, they want him for everything they've seen already. Phoenix wants him. Sacramento wants him. They want him for what they've seen already. So the fact that thinking he's going to go out there to play hero ball, I think that's a myth. I think if you read that Slater article, the kid is going to, if he was to do the qualifying offer, he's going to get insurance to protect himself against injury. And if you saw the part in there that these guys have already talked to other executives and coaches in the league, if this guy's a free agent this time next year with the amount of teams with money, he's going to have a market. So he doesn't need to play hero ball. And at the end of the day, I think they should have sent the kid to Phoenix. So just, you know, think about it, fellas. Think about it. You got two teams that literally are promising you playing time, pretty much the same amount of money, and a player option. And how in the hell can you blame him for wanting to go and play? Like, how is that his fault? You know what I mean? So, I think it's a myth that he's got to go out here and prove and show all this stuff because people that want him already know what he is. And I just don't believe in that. And I think the Warriors could have wrapped this thing up. They know they don't want – it's not about the player. They just want the asset, and they want to be able to flip him and do all of that. So you can't blame this kid for saying, hey, listen, I want to have some type of control of where I go. You know, I got other teams that's going to give me the player option, and Tim, they don't even know me.
Tim, I want you to stay on the line. I agree with everything you're saying, but the hard part is that the bulk of fans want to believe – that all the athletes want to win, and that's their number one priority, when the reality is that guys want to win, but they want to win being a big part of that, right? And I think that Kuminga wants to win on his terms, and I don't think it's a bad – I don't want to make this sound like I'm making him out to be, like, evil or whatever, but you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Shasky, were we saying that about Iggy when he was playing his games, going back and forth for Houston?
Trust me.
Were we saying that about Dre when he almost went to Memphis? So why Kuminga got to be different?
Dude, no, I agree.
Too, and he wants to play, Shasky.
Well, Tim, I agree with you. No, Tim, I agree with you. I think there's a bigger misnomer regarding the stars, like Curry, Clay, Dre,
the difference is that those guys are champions.
Yeah, no, they're made men. But I'll push back on this forever. It's not like they can do no wrong either. Like, those guys have made mistakes and they've done things that I don't agree with. For example, and I'll give a specific example. I read, was it Marcus Thompson or Anthony Slater? I forget. And I don't want them misrepresent either one of their works because clearly they're tapped in and they know their stuff. But when I read they didn't pass – Kuminga didn't pass the ball to Curry on a specific play against the Portland Trailblazers at the end of the year. I was like, give me a break. One possession is going to make you hate a guy or not think that you could play with him. Like, that to me was like, that's absurd. Like, to me, that's absurd. When has anyone put restrictor plates on any shot that Steph Curry wants at any point in his career? Like, give me a break. The ball's in Steph or Draymond's hand whenever they want it. So, I push back. I think we've been a little too harsh, just in general, on John the Kuminga. The situation he got drafted into was very unique. And I think it's very easy for guys who are all-time players who joined a team that was totally different than the team that these other guys have joined, for them to say, just suck it up and take your role. Like, you haven't walked his path. You just haven't, right? And so I think that's, like, I push back on that. That doesn't mean Curry's not one of the all-time greatest players ever. Like, of course he is. Draymond's one of the greatest Warriors of all time. But, like, they have no idea what it was like for JK to join that team. They could think they know what it was like. Curry, you joined a team with freaking AC Law as the starting point guard. I mean, come on. Like, what you inherited was very different than what Kuminga inherited. And what you inherited was difficult. I mean, the team was awful. Franchise was terrible. But it's just, the circumstances were extremely different. So when I see articles like, he looked off Curry late in the Portland Trailblazer game. Shut up. Give me a break. You guys have made your decision years ago. Like, stop that. That's where I would push back.
But that's what it is. It's confirmation of what they've already seen. So there's one play that they single out, but that's like the nail in the coffin
I hear you.
Or didn't play.
But I would say to you, like, then that's on those guys for not voicing their displeasure 6 months earlier, a year earlier, and then organization not figuring out, get rid of the guy. If a possession is going to ignite you that at, like, much, like, to me, like, that's on you guys, because they have influence on the roster and on the team. I'm not saying that they're the end-all, be-all, but, like, come on, dude, like, give me a break. Like, I'm sorry, like, what youngster wants to go play in those circumstances? One possession, I look off you, and I know it's bigger than that, and we got somebody writing an article about it? Get out of here. That'd be like me saying, hey, Evan, I'm judging you by one segment. You look me off one segment, and you go to a caller, can't work with you. Like, that's a little absurd.
It is unfair. However, if I'm just starting my career, and the first segment that the boss puts me on is absolute you-know-what, I might not get another segment. Meanwhile, if I play well and my segment is good, then I earn another segment, and then I earn another segment, and another segment. But I have to be consistent. You're right. It is hard. And if you're put in a position to not, you know, basically get opportunity, it's even harder. But to act like that's not the way the world works, to me, is just like, it's unreasonable.
No, see, I disagree with you. I love you. I love you. I guarantee you, earlier in your career, whatever you were doing, whether it be play-by-play, whatever, the first things that you did, there was some ugliness.
Horrible.
Exactly. But someone who put you in that spot believed in you and wanted you to be able to push through the adversity. All right? When you become an apprentice electrician or plumber or whatever, how can you know what you don't know? You're going to have some ups and downs, and you're going to have to learn through it. But if people like you and they believe in you long term, they're willing to live with the growing pains. Even though this job's got to get done and we've got to get it built on time and we have deadlines and it's major money involved, right? And so I think there's a little bit of grace. We can meet in the middle and say, everybody here, JK, the Warriors, the vets, the coaching staff, the front office, everybody shares a little bit of blame. And the fact for me that the organization, which can control whether he's on the team or not and where his status is within the team, they've had 4 years to figure out who he is and if he can buy in and if they can find a way to utilize him, and we're still kind of murky, it's on the organization.
I think it's on both of them.
They're all culpable is what I'm saying, but I'm putting more on the organization.
Yeah, I think it's 50-50. I mean, look, if they get nothing for him, then to me that is on the organization because they had an opportunity to trade him and to get at least something back, and then they chose not to. And if Kuminga signs the one-year qualifying offer and walks at the end of the year, that's 100% on the Warriors. But to me, why they're in this situation, it's on both of them. Kuminga thinks that he is better than he is and deserves better than he's gotten, and the Warriors have not yet made a choice. And that's something that they should have done a long time ago.
I agree. But in this, team sports, like, the organization can ship you out. The organization can work out a trade. The organization can decide to stick with you, right? Like, the players only do have so much control. So that's why I put a little more on the Warriors. I want everyone, there is culpability for so many parties. I do the pie chart of culpability. That's my thing. Slice here, slice there. The degrees of mistakes. And I just, overall, I'm just like, I can't believe you allowed it to get to this point. Because you didn't with James Wiseman. Well, you made a decision, right?
Well, he was also hurt a lot. But
did you make a decision?
Yes.
Yes.
But they did everything they could to not make that choice because he was a second overall pick. They were forced to make that choice.
They made a decision with Jordan Poole, did they not?
Yeah, they paid him after he won a championship and then had to move off of him.
And, And they chose to do that, right? So, like, yes. So, at the end of the day, the organization has a little more control than the individual player, unless you are LeBron, unless you are one of the very few guys in the league that can really dictate, Kawhi Leonard, can dictate wherever you want to go. So I put a little more on the ownership. We could disagree, but, like, that's my personal belief. JK is not without fault. His agent is not without fault. I think that they've misread multiple supply and demand situations regarding other teams, the interest, his value within the team, very wrong. I think they've done a very bad market study. You know, they're putting the house on the market at a price that I don't think it's worth that.
Some situations are created different, but to me, what you make of it also matters.
Oh, no doubt.
If Brock Purdy wasn't good, he wouldn't be the starting quarterback of the 49ers. He was a third-string quarterback. Two guys got hurt.
Sure.
And he was ready for the moment.
Sure.
Now, it turns out that he's actually a lot better than people projected of him. And he was in a good situation, but if he wasn't good, if he wasn't legitimate, he would not have been the starter the year after. They moved on from their third overall pick that they traded three first-round picks for a last pick in the draft because he was good enough and took advantage.
And the organization made a decision. Right? Like, at the end of the day, the organization chose, like, nope, Jimmy, see ya. Nope, Trey, see ya. And that's on them. Like, they pivoted, right? And so the Warriors have yet to make a firm decision here, right? And, like, that's why I think they're kind of in this spot. I really do. Like, I'm not saying that JK has not played up to what I want him to be. Like, I think he could be more than what he's demonstrated. I'm sure he thinks that he can be more than what he's demonstrated. But again, at the end of the day, the organizations have the control of the player rights and whether they stay on the roster or not, and they should have a better feel for what the team needs, the players want, and what this player can contribute. And I feel like they've been off a tick or two at every single turn.
And I think it's because it's been damn difficult to determine what he can contribute.
Totally fair.
On a given night.
Totally fair.
Some nights he can be a game changer, and some nights it feels like he's not even out there.
I'm not even going to argue that. I agree.
That's just what makes
it erratic,
difficult.
Right? Like, his play has been really up and down. Every time I'm ready to embrace him, he rolls an ankle, and then he's out for 2 months. And
yeah,
I feel like we have to start back
too.
From zero.
Yeah, the injury's a big part of it, too. And the Warriors still just have not made a choice. 888-957-9570 is the number. You know, part of this does kind of factor into, like, how much the coach versus the player sort of thing. Which is actually, like, I've been thinking about the Niners a lot in regards to the coach versus the player. Like, how much is on who? Because that win on Sunday for the Saints, for me, Shasky, that was a Kyle Shanahan special. I mean,
that's how I opened the show on Monday. It was a masterpiece.
The guy was unbelievable. And we've seen him coach some not good quarterbacks and get some victories. Nick Mullins on line one. But the player still had to go out there and do it. So if I'm asking you how much credit you give to someone like Mac Jones, how much you're looking at someone like Kuminga versus, all right, how much is actually on the coach? You know, I think that's something that I always wrestle with.
No, I think we always do, and sometimes there is no right or wrong answer. Like, Jordan Mason, I think, is as close to a JK comp in the last couple of years that I can come up with. Jordan Mason wanted to be prominently featured in the offense more than what he was.
He will now.
I've heard from multiple people, he didn't really want to be here. And I was like, well, I don't think he has status in the league to be able to, like, dictate where he belongs. And, like, can't he read the room? They're like, you're not better than CMC. Like, overall, I'm just saying overall.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was like, Shanahan, you can't find a way to use this guy more? Like, clearly he's effective. So sometimes you have to just make a decision and you have to just rip the bandaid off. Do I think Jordan Mason is better than Brian Robinson? Yeah, actually I do. Right? But I think Jordan Mason's time was up for a variety of reasons, and I don't think the coach trusted him for whatever reason, and I don't think he was ever going to be satisfied enough for his liking and his desires to be on the team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anymore. And even though I truly believe Jordan Mason is better than Brian Robinson and should be on this team this year, and I think it was a crummy like move, at least they made a decision and they moved on. And now you look at it and there's some synergy and there's a clear pecking order, and you have Brian Robinson, and I'm sure he's not happy, you know, only getting a fraction of the looks that he's accustomed to getting. But it is what it is. Well, and at least Shanahan put his foot down.
I also think it's interesting that like within the first 2 weeks, it seems like Brian Robinson and Christian McCaffrey can coexist more than McCaffrey and Jordan Mason ever could.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's because they have to. Like, Shanahan has to figure out a way to use Brian Robinson to spell CMC.
Do you also notice, and I've seen it more this year in two games than the last, forget last year because it felt like a lost year, but the years prior, CMC tapping his helmet and asking to come out of the game way more, in a good way. I think it's a good way. It's an acknowledgement of where his body is at this point and how he needs to be preserved.
Well, so, all right, this is something I actually want to run by you, because I heard your conversation with Baldinger the other day about how CMC's getting close to being back. I'm going to play that cut.
He looked great.
And then run this by you, and it might shock you a little bit.
I thought McCaffrey, like, it's been a long time since I've seen him explode like that. Sometimes you could just see the rubber kicking up from the ground when he's making these violent cuts. You always know that, like, he's seen it really good when the explosion's back, when he's jumping through a hole, not running through a hole. He jumps through a hole sometimes to clear the trash. And then he's, like, you know, coming to a two-point stop, and the kid Justin Reed made a good tackle on him. Otherwise, I think he was gone. So he's getting close. I think the explosive run is coming, and I don't, you know, it's going to be any week now.
That's Brian Baldinger from earlier this week. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I think McCaffrey might be almost there, but as a runner, Shasky, I do feel like there's a little less burst than there was 2 years ago. Like, through the first two
games, straight line speed?
I think the vision is there. I think his ability to make his offensive lineman look good with how patient he is still there. But that burst, maybe it's just because we haven't seen him break one yet, and we saw him break one like literally the second carry of 2023. But that sort of acceleration, I'm not sure it's still there with McCaffrey. I don't know how you feel. But.
Well, game one, I felt that way. Game two, I actually thought as a runner. You're talking about as a runner, running back.
Just as a runner.
Yeah, I actually thought he was way better. Way better. Now, is he running the same 40 time that he was? I don't know. But I look at this, jump cuts, because that was a big part of his game. The jump cut, and then put your foot in the ground, and then reaccelerate, right? After running full speed, stopping, booming, jumping, cutting. I thought it was there in the second game. I really did. And I thought finishing runs with guys on him was definitely there. So I think the power is definitely back there. I don't know if he's running the same 40 time, but I do know this. I thought he hit the holes at the appropriate speed. I watched Frank Gore make a career out of not being fast and just being smart and using instincts and, I would say, short area quickness as opposed to pure speed or pure explosion to be extremely effective. I don't even know if he has to be 2023 to still be good. Like, I think he can be really, really good. I watched Kevin Falk as a pass catcher or Terry Kirby as a pass catcher understand leverage, spacing, angles, things like that, misdirection, and just be unbelievably dynamic. I don't know if he has to be the same speed. And he can still be great. Not good, great.
Oh, no. I agree with that. But this idea that McCaffrey, like, so I think it might have been Baldy was talking about this, but I think most people had the idea that, all right, if this season is going to be great, McCaffrey's got to be 2023.
2023 is one of the greatest individual 49er seasons I've seen since Jerry Rice.
Dude, he was a god that year. So he was unbelievable.
One of the great. He had 2,200 yards from scrimmage and like 30 touchdowns. Literally.
Touched the ball 400 times.
Yeah, it's a Madden season.
No, he was unreal. My point is, I don't think he's at that level anymore. But it doesn't mean the Niners can't still be really good.
I agree.
Like, the amount of 100-yard games from McCaffrey, I think, are going to get less and less. I think partially also because his total touches is going to come down.
As a runner or as an overall from scrimmage?
No, as a runner.
Okay.
Like, I don't think it's a coincidence that through two games he has more receiving yards by far than rushing yards.
But I actually want him to be used this way for preservation purposes much more than just running through the tackles with his head down.
But that's also why. It's like, I think he has to be this dude because, well, Juwan's still getting back. He was banged. He looked really good on Sunday, but he's still banged up.
He was on the sidelines for a minute. I'm thinking, oh, great. Is he going to come out of this game? And then he came back and was really productive.
You're obviously down B.A. DeMarcus Robinson still isn't here yet. Like, you need McCaffrey more as a pass catcher, I think, than anything. That 1/3 and 10 where he ran out of the backfield, like a comeback, is one of the more sensational plays I've seen from a running back this season. But I just wonder if he's still the same running back. Like, he can still be as impactful doing both, but I don't know. It's just a little thing that I noticed through two games. I'm like, I don't know if CMC is. I don't know if he's that 2023 guy anymore.
Well, I don't know,
coming down from 2,000 plus scrimmage yards is not a knock. Like, if you're still getting 1,500 scrimmage yards, you are one of the game's best.
Well, he's on pace for that right now.
But he was unequivocally the best running back in football 2 years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to also factor in, like, he's older and he's more dinged up. And I don't expect that. Like, I don't think that's my calibration. I think staying healthy is number one. And, you know, being effective. I keep bringing up these guys like Frank Gore. Anquan Boldin was this way. Mike Evans is now this way. Juwan Jennings is kind of this way. You know how many great football players there are who aren't fast on offense? They just understand how to work routes, get open. Like, it. I don't know. I think that, to me, Christian McCaffrey looked great running the ball. I don't want him taking 22 in-between-the-tackle snaps as a running back and just putting his head down, trying to bounce off a 4 and 5 defensive lineman who weighed 300 pounds. I want him getting lined up against linebackers, backpedaling in space. That's smart football to me. And so I don't really care if he gets 2,000 all-purpose yards this year. If he gets 100 all-purpose yards per game plus, I think the Niners are in a great spot. 60 receiving, 60 rushing, boom, I'll take that all day. But it's also, they're going to need Brian Robinson to be solid. Like, they need him to offset some of that loss. And I think that's where it's important that they get him involved. The other element is, like, are you going to drop back and throw 39 times like you did with Mac Jones every week? Probably not. You're probably going to run the ball. So I think they're going to need Garendo at some point.
Just not taking the ball out of the end zone as a kick returner.
He's so unreliable. He's just
I mean, the thing is, I also think,
He's been great, CMC. The second game, to me, was way more encouraging than the first one. I felt he was a little hesitant as a running back. I understood, the little burst you were talking about, or the lack thereof.
It's just more second something one, that I'm monitoring. Because what? The real number to me is 15, which is, can you play 15 games?
Well, yeah.
Can you play 15 games this year? To me, the Niners have a far better chance to win with him on the field than off.
31 touches week one was a NFL individual high in terms of touches in the NFL. That was unsustainable. It was to win that game, given everything that was going on and the way that game played out. But they've got to be more pragmatic about it to be able to preserve him long term.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, who tip off tonight, Game 2 of the WNBA first-round series against the Minnesota Lynx at 7 o'clock, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Getting in for Spadoni with Shasky.
And I also thought CMC, given that George Kittle was out, who needs to be accounted for in the play-action game, I was even more encouraged with the run game, even though it wasn't robust.
Yeah, I mean, well, they got outrushed by the Saints, but I think part of that was also due to the fact that Mac Jones was just throwing the ball all around the field.
Mac Jones looked great.
Didn't look like a backup.
He looked great.
Let's go to Kay Bueno, who's in Oakland.
Hey, Kay. What's up?
What's up, Kay? Good morning, man. How you doing?
Hey. Good. How's it going, guys? Good morning to y'all. First off, to kind of piggyback on that, yeah, Mac Jones looked great, man, considering he's a backup. But also, it also kind of reinforces us that Shanny liked him for a reason coming out of Alabama. And, he obviously saw something in the guy. So, I've got to put trust in Shanahan with that. He likes his quarterbacks, and, there's reasons. And then kind of just want to touch on what you were saying a moment ago here about CMC. Do we need him to be 2023 version? No. He's obviously getting older. So, yeah, I was watching the Saints game and thought, I don't know if he's as explosive come out of the backfield as he was a couple years ago. But at the same time, Shasky, what you mentioned, I feel a lot better. I don't mind him getting his touches. I just feel better with him getting touches as a receiver.
Yep.
He's going to get his run still, but it's also going to be getting banged up, mm-hmm. running through the holes. Shanahan runs his running back through the hole there, getting banged up like that. That's what kind of gives me hesitancy a bit, because it's like, I still got PTSD from his last injury. So I just, feel a little more comfortable with him coming out of the backfield as a receiver. And also, it goes through why we got Robinson, too. Robinson is a proven starter in the league. He's still young. We could keep them both on the field simultaneously. So I think if you're utilizing McCaffrey still with the burst he's got, but maybe use him more as a receiver, and he should. He's
with that.
Yep.
He was cutting in and out. Not all.
Thanks, Kay.
We do these things like counting numbers, like, oh, they're all the same. Like, for example, it drives me insane in baseball. Well, he's at 90 pitches. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Like, was it 75 curveballs and sliders? Or were they all change-ups? Were guys on base? Were they out of the stretch, the wind-up? How many warm-ups did you have? How's your elbow feeling before the game? How's it feeling during the middle of the game? Like, there's context to everything. So when we do, 31 touches, well, where are they on the field, right? This was week one, where are you getting them? Is a run in between the tackles the same as throwing into the flat when I've got a smaller corner guarding me? Is that tackle the same?
Not if you're not getting hit that hard.
Right? And so, you can't guarantee, you can get injured anywhere on the field. Ayuk got injured downfield, by the safety in the corner coming in. You can get injured anywhere. But there is something to be said about, where you are on the field, how you're taking your hits, and doing the best you can to put a seatbelt on it and change it. And also, strategically use that person as a chess piece in certain situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.